Good morning, and this is the School of the Master from Leicester in England. Our Master School has been running from the 19th of June till today, which is the 27th, right, of June 2013. We are on our lecture 20, which is the last lecture for this seminar. Isn't that exciting? And the name of this lecture is I'm Infinite, Eternal, Everlasting. I'm Infinite, Eternal, Everlasting. I'm Infinite, Eternal, Everlasting. Wow, what a statement. When you look at the statement a bit closer, it's not just such a wow big thing. It's quite simple. In all our discussions during the day, whenever we talked about philosophy, what comes up again and again is living now, here, now, and completely be in that moment. And I think the more or as I live in the moment, concentrated or fully immersed like a child in that one moment, I live being infinite, eternal, and everlasting. For that moment, I'm unconcerned about what's coming, definitely unconcerned about the past, and then I am infinite. Infinity is right here and now. It's not something to go for, because then I give infinity a space and it hasn't got any. Eternal is right here and now. It's in this very moment. And that's why it's so tricky to talk about it, because while I talk about it, I'm constantly jumping. And everlasting is here and now. It certainly looks like the relative world is constant change, but that's more like a beautiful drawing or picture that we change to our heart's delight. Put a bit of paint here and there, put a drawing here and there. But the meaning of the picture, the out picturing of, which is really of beauty and of love, that's everlasting. That's even still there if you would burn the picture. The meaning, is not, you can't touch it, it's not holdable, I can't possess it. It's always there. So the infinite, eternal, everlasting is the, as I put it in words, is the meaning in everything. And then again, of course, we come to the point that there is no meaning in anything. But what I'm expressing here is that purity, that beauty, that love, that what makes everything alive, that is everlasting, infinite, and eternal. Without that invisible core, without that invisible, what's the right word for it? Maybe heart, maybe the infinite is the heart of everything. I just tried to put it in a picture, which is really tricky with words like that. Without that in anything existing, in any outward expression, it's like it's not there. It doesn't exist. This is a most wonderful theme to buckle the mind with, isn't it? And I just got a big smile from Christy sitting to my right here, and I think that big smile is saying, Anita, I've got lots to say about it. So I turned the microphone over to Christy and let her talk her heart out. Here she comes. Title, I'm Infinite, Eternal, Everlasting Christy. Why are you Infinite, Eternal, Everlasting?
I am Infinite Abundance.
Yep.
Everlasting Peace, Harmony.
The third word is eternal. Here you go.
Eternal, yep. Then I'm unlimited in every area of my beingness.
Yep.
Which says it all. Unlimited.
Christ is brilliant in short statements. So are you saying that unlimited means infinite, eternal, everlasting?
Unlimited in every area of my life, my oneness, I'm divine.
Okay. So what when
edgeless.
You...
Edgeless.
All right. There you go. You get into another point. Okay.
So that makes it unlimited in everything.
Yeah.
What else do I need?
I think she's trying to tell me, I said it all, Anita, turn the microphone to somebody else. Thank you for your contribution, Christy. Highly appreciated. Would you like to get right into it? Or so here we go to Sibyl, and she's talking about I'm infinite, eternal, everlasting.
Infinite, eternal, everlasting is all about living in the now.
Hey.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. If you talk about now, and keep talking about now, and keep talking about now, living in the now, expressing in the now, it's eternity. You have no time to think about something that is past. For as long as everything is rotating in the nowness, you see it, you feel it, you express it, you experience it in the now.
Exactly.
And as long as you are still experiencing something, it is eternal because it is coming over and over and over in the now, in the present moment. Whenever everything is in the present moment, it is eternal.
Yeah.
Living wholeness now is living eternal now.
Right.
You are not talking about passing on or living in the future. As long as you are aware of the present moment, you can never think about any other thing but eternality.
Mm-hmm.
So that when we say I am eternal, it means I live and live and live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not adding or subtracting anything but living in the livingness of what I think, what I mean to be life, expressing myself in my allness.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Here we are, and as you can hear us smiling, we are very, very much enjoying living in that now. We very much enjoy being infinite, eternal, everlasting, for that's what it's really all about right now. Yes. And we very, very much enjoy this seminar. Every single lecture of it. We have 20 lectures of this seminar, and they're all gonna be on our University of Healness homepage. So you'll be able to look into the seminar in London and listen. Thank you. That was the postman putting the mail in the now. And you'll be all able to listen to our very exciting talks which are very, very much lived in the now. We love you all. Lots of love from Christy, Sibyl, and Anita from Leicester in London in our Master's Seminar. Have fun living in the now.